And I just wanted to emphasize that it can be really helpful that once you've gone through the reading and done the work, that coming back to the actual scripture itself and bringing to the forefront of your mind as you read through that, that you are actually looking at a process that unfolds in you. And there will be, at some level, there will be illustration here. I found it really quite a powerful thing. And just again, listening to what everybody shared, much of what you've shared is really captured here in a succinct way. And if I was to put a heading on this, it would be something like how we react, or how the proprium reacts when truths begin to make us feel uncomfortable. Because that's really what this is about. So, and it describes our experience often of going to the text, working with the text. So things get pointed out as we work with the text that initially can appear at a distance. And so we see the spiritual truth coming from a distance, and we know, like, it's like a slight aspect of conscience that works there, that we know that this is going to have an impact. And then it's a question of what happens next, right? And so there's this need to minimize from the proprium, to minimize the impact of that truth. Otherwise, something has to change. And it struck me that the way that that is minimized is by, in some form or another, denying that the word is divine, or denying that the Lord's human is divine. That is how the proprium reacts. Because if it can rest in that falsity, then the word doesn't have any authority, or it can control what it's willing to give up in place of what the word is actually asking us to work with. And so we see it at a distance, and then there's these machinations that kick in that start to plot and manipulate the situation through rationalizations or justifications. And that truth is called here the dreamer. And the dreamer is another minimization, actually, because what happens here is that, and it's a term of derision that's used, because these things, these internal things, aren't that real. External things are much more real to us, right? And there's a passage in here that talks about the fact that external delight, it actually talks about internal delights being so much more delightful than external delights. And you kind of think, well, yeah, kind of, you know, like, but we know from life that we really like the external delights, right? And when we're locked into proprial delight, those things that are higher and heavenly seem dreamlike and remote. So we see this process unfolding, but we know that, you know, we know that the word is divine. We've been taught that intellectually. We know that, and so we don't really want to get rid of it totally, because we have this knowledge that sits there, and this is like Reuben at work. So, you know, we'll just throw it in the pit anyway. So it's like we'll just keep it amongst all the falsities and hopefully minimize its impact in that way. And so, yeah, so it just struck me that what people were sharing, it really does reflect what's captured in the sacred scripture text itself. And we see this illustration. And so the emphasis here is that for us in Logopraxis, the Lord's human is the word. It's the text, because that is the means by which the Lord reveals himself to us. And for his human to become divine, for the Lord to make his human divine in a process sense, involves us coming to see that it is in fact divine. So it is the blink has been taken off our eyes. It's the scales falling from our eyes that reveal that, you know, that the Lord reveals the Lord or the word in its glory, which is the internal sense and the power of that internal sense to affect change real change in the structures of our mind, so that the Lord's love can be more fully present. So it's just a point of, just take that little bit of extra time at the end of the process to go back to the start and just sit with the sacred scripture and see what falls out of that, given what you have experienced through your work with the word and through your reading of what's offered for that particular session.